Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Britain's top financial regulator has warned that both the Russian and Italian mafias have infiltrated the UK's banking system. The head of Britain's Financial Services Authority, Colm McCarthy, says organized crime gangs have managed to get their own people employed in reputable British banks. Joining us from the Marketplace London Bureau is Stephen Beard. Stephen, what are these mafia bank workers up to? Is it money laundering or bank robbery?
It's probably both. Colm McCarthy, and as you say, he's Britain's most senior financial regulator, says that mafia gangs have planted scores of their own people inside some of Britain's best-known banks. He says that once inside and in positions of responsibility, they're able to find out about banks' internal anti-fraud systems. They discover codes and passwords and so on, and that obviously enables them to commit fraud or find ways of, for example, getting drug money into the system.
Well, how much money is being stolen or laundered in this way?
Well, he doesn't actually spell that out, but the total figures for bank fraud and money laundering here are pretty alarming. Bank fraud has been put at more than $25 billion a year. The figure for money laundering is obviously more difficult to get at, but given the size of London's financial markets, given the very cosmopolitan nature of this city and the relatively light regulation, it's widely believed that as much as $40 billion a year is laundered here. Now, obviously, not all that will have been handled by crooked insiders, but that gives you an idea of the scale of the problem.
Well, what are the banks saying about these regulators' claims of mafia infiltration?
Well, the banks are famously reticent about internal fraud, but officially, yes, they say they agree with the regulator. There is a problem of infiltration by organized crime.
Well, are they doing something about their recruitment policies?
Well, yes, you'd think there'd be a bit of a problem in the HR department. But one thing they say is that Britain's data protection laws are making it increasingly difficult to check job applicants thoroughly. But, you know, sifting out suspect candidates can be perhaps a bit more difficult than it sounds. We carried a story on Marketplace a couple of years ago, quoting various police sources, that the mafia was actually putting dozens of young students through university. They were paying to educate lawyers, accountants, and computer specialists and grooming them for a life of crime. So such people who fall into the clutches of the mafia at a very early age are obviously going to be very difficult to detect. A complete change of subject, though, on Marketplace later today, we'll be asking what U.S. business wants President Bush to bring back from his state visit to China.
Stephen, thank you. Stephen Beard of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.